It's Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.
Hey, it's another edition of Behind Kids Back. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles, and we're going to talk about what happened on the show today.
Tell us.
Hey, Janner. Hey. How's it going? Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, hey, you got a radio voice, Jetta?
Hey, Jetta.
What are the topics for today?
We're going to talk about what happened on your show today.
I blacked out. What happened?
Jetta blacked out. It's okay, Jetta. It happens all the time when you get nervous in front of a microphone.
I just peed a little bit.
She just peed her pants. It's crazy. Jetta's crazy.
Don't you hate it when that happens when you pee yourself?
Mine's turned into more of like a Harry Carey.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
It's Harry Carey, everybody.
If you were a hot dog and you were hungry, would you eat yourself? So what happened on the show today, Jenna?
Yeah,
did
Jenna,
you really black out?
Recap your show today.
Oh, I had some hot chocolate.
Okay.
It's good.
These are real behind-the-scenes details.
I peed twice.
Okay. Doozy, did you do it too?
Nope. No, never. Only twice a year.
Twice a year?
Mm-hmm. Summer. Summer's going to be the first one of 2013.
So it's like Toyota-thon. It only comes around two times a year. Semi-annual event.
I'm trying to think what else we talked about today. I think Kid did some relationship advice.
Yes.
But I don't know if I agreed with any of that.
Okay.
And I had a banana.
This is what happens on Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm just trying to think. Come on, what did we talk about?
Guys taking pictures of you at the club. You remember that?
Yeah, doesn't every guy know? Raise the hand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take five. When a girl asks you to take one photo, you need to take five.
I do three because I'm not doing five.
Not enough.
I'm not doing five.
Why five?
Five gives the ugly friend a chance to look good in one.
Oh.
That's so mean.
Oh, that is mean.
It makes
Ouch.
Perfect sense.
Thank you, Jenna. And that was some real inside information.
That is.
On the Kid Craddock in the Morning
that
Show.
Definitely some behind kids back action. So, the pictures.
Yes. We just discussed it a little bit there. This is what happened on the air.
Can I tell you what the guy's thinking when you hand us the camera? I don't care how it turns out. I just want to get back to my dang beer. Yeah.
No, not if they're really hot. Not if they're really hot, you don't. You're going to be taking that picture. So just
and if
do
you
want
to get back to your beer faster,
exactly.
Do what Jitta said.
I'll just
do one.
You don't have to take the advice, but I'm just telling you, girls will go, if a guy takes five photos of my group of friends and
yeah.
I, we're like, you know how to do it right.
Now, you're married. You don't have to know this,
right.
But here's the advantage for the picture taker. You got the five hot girls there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pick out the one that you like,
yeah.
And you say, what's your number? I'll send it to you.
Exactly.
Boom.
Oh, smart.
There you go.
Exactly.
So you take it with your own phone.
Yep.
Speaking of photos, though, I really
hope play a 101 right there.
There you go, buddy.
So Cradman says the man should take it on his phone, but I've never been given that option. It's usually the girl going, hey.
Hey, I'm so wasted. Why don't you take my picture of me and my girls over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, we're so wasted.
Dude, we got our cleavage hanging out. We got our butts. You can see our butts. Take our picture with my phone.
That's what I used to do.
Who was that?
Those are the girls that I was running
into. On my phone.
I'm like, oh, God. And they hand you your phone.
Was it a girl version of Louis Armstrong, apparently?
Got a phone, and I got boobs.
Who sounds like that?
Every girl I've ever talked to.
All right.
So what else happened on the show?
Al was talking about how one time he had his pants on, and his dirty underwear were in the pants, and he put on more underwear, and then his underwear fell out. And he thought it was hilarious, that story. Nobody else really did. And then Kid came out with his inventions of pants that are pretty much everything you need in pant form, and they go a little bit something like this.
Some people wear pants once, and for those people, it's Underwear in the Pants from Kid Craddock Productions. Don't miss it. Underwear in the pants.
Oh, so it's like rich pants ones?
Yeah, it's for rich people
I'm
pants.
I'm not wearing Kid Craddock underwear.
Oh, I've got some that have the shoes attached to them. Well, I mean, we're going to cut this whole getting dressed thing down to like 10 seconds.
I like that.
It's got the shoes attached at the bottom, the underwear in them.
Yeah.
It's got the belt already fastened.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'd buy those pants. I'd buy those pants. I'm wasted, girl.
Wasted girl Louis Armstrong is now my favorite character that you do.
I got my panties on. And
T-shirt? Is it T-shirt with your panties on?
It sounds like it'd be like a huge onesie.
Yeah.
If it's T-shirt panties that go into your shoes.
It's just a onesie.
Yeah.
Does it have the barn door in the back?
No.
That's the most important part.
No, it zips up the front.
I want the fanny pajamas.
Yeah.
No joke.
I used to have some of those as a kid. They were great.
I want red ones.
I had red ones with white buttons.
Yeah, white buttons on the butt.
Yeah. All right, what else happened on the show today?
So Kid was teasing a story that was the best shows that not a lot of people are watching. And JC showed how much of a child he is yet again.
Because Jenna said she needs a new show. Now Dexter's gone and Breaking Walking Bad, Dead Jenna and Sova. Breaking Bad.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, dog. You're letting this kid
it is good.
Way too far.
You gonna act 30 you know by what? The time the second baby pops up?
Hot Dog is a good song.
Now, you see, I'm gonna stick up for JC on this one because I've got a 3-year-old at home, mm-hmm. as you may know, and we watch these Mickey Mouse things. And the Hot Dog song, probably the most catchy yet annoying song ever written.
If you please, I would love to hear it. Oh, he's clearing his throat, drinking some water. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Jake, the Hot Dog song.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. We've got more beans. We're full of scenes. We're full of beans and we're full of seeds. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Full of beans and full of seeds?
I don't know. It's hard to understand all the lyrics of the song, but that's
I think that's misheard lyrics right there.
That's the essence of
the
song.
Why would a hot dog be full of seeds?
Here's the Mickey Mouse hot dog song.
Diggity dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. We're splitting the scene. We're full of beans. So long for now from Mickey Mouse. And the Mickey Mouse.
See you real soon.
Hot dog. Hot dog. See, hot diggity dog.
Yeah, see, you thought I was crazy, but that's how the hot dog song goes.
Didn't sound anything like the one you did.
I did too.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Yours was more Slipknot performing it.
Hot dog, hot dog. I can't do it. I can't do my metal voice at the moment
because
I'm under the weather. What? And it hurts my throat.
What hurts?
My throat hurts.
Who are you today? You're doing characters nonstop.
My throat hurts. It doesn't feel good.
And with that, I think we'll have to take it from here and go somewhere that isn't here. Boo out.
You've been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.